Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 3. I'm going to be focusing on verse 9. One phrase there. But I'm going to read the context starting at verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 3. Let's start at verse 8. It says, "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful," that means compassionate, "be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers." Look at verse 9 where he says, "Knowing that you're thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing." I don't know if you've realized it or not, but if you're saved this morning, if you've got Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you belong to Him and He knows you, and He's going to call your name someday, I don't know if you've realized it or not, but you are called to inherit a blessing.
Amen.
You got something special.
Amen.
You got something going on here that God has said, "I've called you to inherit a blessing." It's like what He says over there in Jeremiah. He says, "I know the thoughts that I have toward you. And they're thoughts of peace and not evil." He says that you'll receive an expected end. I don't know if you realize it or not, but if you know Jesus Christ as a Savior, all the promises of God are in Him. Amen.
Amen.
Yea and amen. They're all positive. That's good stuff coming for those who know Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now that needs to be said, because if you do not know Jesus Christ, then you're not called to inherit a blessing. You'll get the due reward of your deeds.
Amen.
You're going to be judged in righteousness. And that's not a bad thing. Unless you're not righteous. If you're evil, if you're sinful, if you're disregarding of God's rules and God's law and God's worthiness of being obeyed and regarded and considered and worshipped, if you've lived your life for your own self rather than for Him, if you have not sought His will, if you've lived against His will, then you're going to be judged in righteousness. And that's not a blessing. That's not a blessing. Judgment is coming. And judgment is going to be severe for those who have not lived for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are not trying to sugarcoat at all the problem that people have if they do not know Jesus Christ. We are not ecumenical. We do not believe that everybody finally is going to be okay.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
And we do not believe, like some of the cults teach, that you're going to get a second chance. That you're going to get another opportunity. We don't believe in reincarnation. We don't believe you get to keep coming back until you get it right. We believe what the Bible says, that there is going to be a resurrection of the just and the unjust. And the unjust are going to receive the due reward of their deeds. They're going to be judged according to their works. But we also believe in salvation.
Yes.
We believe that there is forgiveness of sins,
Amen.
And it's found in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
And that's why we exalt that name. And that's why we are called Christians. There are a lot of people who call themselves Christians who do not believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. But in that, they're not being Christian. You see, because that's what the Bible is saying. The Bible is saying that this man, Jesus, was God in the flesh.
Amen.
And that He died for our sins, and that He paved the way for us to be ransomed and go to heaven.
Amen.
And that salvation comes through knowing Him. And that's the only way salvation
yes.
comes.
Amen.
That's Christian doctrine. That's Bible doctrine. That's the doctrine of salvation, that it comes through the name of Jesus Christ and through that name only. But if you have that name, if you have that salvation, you were called to inherit a blessing. Now sometimes the blessing is invisible. And when the blessing is invisible, it's a challenge. This is a challenge. Sometimes the blessing is visible. And when the blessing is visible, it's the cure. And then, someday the blessing is going to come. And when the blessing comes, it's the change. That's what I'm going to deal with. Let's ask the Lord to bless us. God, we ask You to touch us and have mercy on us and give us Your blessing and give us Your guidance and give us Your words. And oh God, bless us with Your presence this morning. And if there's someone here that doesn't know You as Savior, that You'd touch their heart and You'd make us Christians understand Amen. The blessing that You've given us. And I ask You these things in Jesus' name. Alright, He says, knowing that you're thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. You should inherit a blessing. Did you know you were called to inherit a blessing, and that this sometimes is difficult to act upon? Because He says here, some people are going to curse you, and when they curse you, you're supposed to bless them because you are called to inherit a blessing. And all of y'all do that, right? Are you saved this morning? You have salvation, you have forgiveness of sins, and somebody curses you, so what? How did David say it? He said, God, let them curse, but bless thou. Let them curse, but bless thou. That's good enough. Let them be angry with you. Let them hate you. Let them persecute you. Let them do you wrong. You got Jesus Christ, God's blessed you. You are called to inherit a blessing. You got no reason to be all upset about the things that people are doing to you. And sometimes they're doing some pretty serious stuff against you. Now, not me personally. I haven't gone through a whole lot of persecution. Very little. I've experienced very little difficulties, even for being a Christian. Not terribly a lot. And yet, I have to look upon the world and I say, a whole lot of people have suffered and a whole lot for Jesus Christ. They're suffering right now. They're vagabonds and they're wandering in the desert. They're living in caves. They're trying to save their lives. They're trying to help their children. And they're being oppressed and they're being persecuted. And God is telling them that when they are being cursed and persecuted, that they should just bless instead of curse. We don't return railing for railing and cursing for cursing because He says contrarywise blessing because you have been called to inherit a blessing. Since you know you're going to be blessed, and by faith you know you're going to be blessed with salvation that Jesus Christ has bought for us and paid for it and Amen. Promised it
Amen.
And sealed it with His own Spirit.
Amen.
Because we have that, we don't have to curse. You don't have to hate your jailer. You could win him to the Lord. You don't have to hate your persecutor. You could pray for them. That's what the Bible says. Why? Because you're blessed. You have been called to inherit a blessing. You see, even when this is invisible, it ought to change your attitude. Even when everything falls in on you, your attitude ought to be changed. You have been called to inherit a blessing. It's like what some people say, you were born under a lucky star. Except this is real.
Amen.
This is real. And this has a foundation based on reality. Jesus Christ paid for your blessing.
Amen.
It's a done deal. He says, I know my sheep. I give them eternal life. And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. I will give unto them eternal life. He says, I will raise them up at the last day. He says, I will confess their name before my Father. This is a blessing, people. This is a blessing. You can't get a better blessing than forgiveness of your sins.
Amen.
And so if you've been called to inherit a blessing, why do you have to be upset at somebody who doesn't like you? Or somebody who's so deceived that they think that there's something evil in Christianity or something evil with the gospel or that they don't want to have anything to do with it. And if you've ever preached on the street, you know some people come up and they really do mock you and they make fun of you and they try their best to humiliate you. And why? You wonder why. And your desire is to respond in kind. Ain't it so, Roland? Your desire is to respond in kind. But why? Because you've been called to inherit a blessing. Consider it. They haven't been called to inherit a blessing. Have you considered the misery that's in the world? Man, the Bible says the way of transgressors is hard. The way of transgressors is hard, folks.
Amen.
You see, the way of transgressors causes all kinds of self-destruction. The Bible talks about the woman that pulls the whole roof of her own house over her head by the way she's acting. And you know, if you're living in this world without any direction from God and you're trying to live without Christ in your life, your life becomes almost unbearable. It becomes very difficult. You become cynical. You become bitter. You become bitter, and against not just God, but against everybody. Something happens. It changes you. Your mind changes. You become so unbelieving and so cynical and so disregarding and so selfish and so self-centered. Your life begins to crumble. And then what do you have?
Right.
What does the Bible say? Destruction and misery are in their ways. It's misery. Well, why else do you think they turn to drinking?
Amen. That's right.
Why else do you think they turn to marijuana and cocaine and methamphetamines and Xanax and every other thing? Why do you think these young people are doing that? It might have something to do with their home life. Pretty miserable. They go home to a family that doesn't love each other. Or if they love each other, they don't have any self-discipline. Or if they have some self-discipline, they have a wrong direction. And they have all kinds of problems. And they have all kinds of fears and anxieties. Why else do you think that psychiatry has gone through the roof as far as how much people need it? And why do you think psychiatrists are prescribing so many pills? Because they got no answers. And so these people who are miserable, and they've got all kinds of problems, and they don't have an answer, and they are without God and without Christ in the world, and they don't know what to do, and they don't know where to turn, and they go to church and it's dead and it's empty and it's full of hypocrites and it's nonsense. And they know it. They're not stupid. They weren't born yesterday.
Amen.
They can spot a hypocrite a mile away.
Amen.
They go to church and they read the Bible and it's dead to them. It's brass. They can't get through to it. They can't understand it. They can't see it. And there's nobody to guide them and there's nobody to show them. And they get upset and they get cynical and they do things that they shouldn't do. And it harms you and it affects you. Well, why are you going to curse them? Why are you going to be upset about that? You were called to inherit a blessing. You ought to see what this means even when you can't see the blessing. Even when it all falls down on you, even when life itself starts destroying you and starts coming down on you, and you start realizing, boy, I've got some problems. But you were called to inherit a blessing. Sure, you got problems.
Amen.
Of course, you got problems. They're going to fall in on you.
Amen.
Everybody's got problems.
Amen.
So when a Christian has problems, well, should he despair? Should he fall apart? I mean, if you've got some problems, you say, well, you know, I've got problems with my marriage. I've got problems with my soul. I can't overcome certain things. I don't know what to do. Why don't you despair? That's what the devil says. Why don't you despair? Why don't you give up on God? Why don't you stop going to church? Stop reading your Bible. Live like the devil. Do whatever you want to do because you can't solve anything. You can't fix anything. Oh, can't you just believe what God says?
Amen.
You were called to inherit a blessing.
Amen.
It comes later, folks.
Amen.
Sometimes it's invisible.
Yes.
Sometimes the blessing's far away. It's hidden from our eyes. We can't see it. Sometimes the blessing's just not right up front. So we don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going to happen. And so we despair. And when you get in that mode, you start despairing. You start wondering. Well, You start getting cynical about the fellowship of the brethren. You stop going to church. You stop reading your Bible. You stop praying. You stop praising. You stop worshiping. You stop regarding God. And then your life is a mess. And then what? Your life is a worse mess than it was.
Yes, it is. Amen. Preach. Amen.
It's a challenge, folks.
Amen.
He's challenging you here. He says, sometimes it comes out bad. Sometimes you have to suffer. And he says right here, and those people that suffer, they should commit their souls unto their faithful Creator. Faithful as the morning sun. That's our God. He's faithful. And so you commit your soul to Him even when you're suffering.
Amen.
Why? Because you were called to inherit a blessing.
Amen.
Did you realize that a Christian has hope in disaster?
Amen.
The Bible says we were not appointed unto wrath. Hello,
Amen.
That's a good verse, folks.
Amen.
We were not appointed unto wrath. Wrath is coming, and all kinds of disaster is coming. And I'm telling you, man, a lot of people got all scared of Y2K. Wow, Y2K! And they bought all kinds of crackers and stuff, and stockpiled their stuff up. And man, they were set up for... Now they got to save it for Y3K. Because nothing happened. Why are you so fearful? You're not appointed unto wrath. What are you worried about?
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
You got so much stuff, now you're worried about losing it?
Yeah, amen.
You got so much stuff, you're worried about losing it?
Amen.
Do you realize you were appointed? You are ordained? You are predestined to inherit a blessing? Wow, that's some good stuff, folks. Did you know that your suffering is temporary?
Yes.
Did you know it's relatively light?
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You know, it's a challenge, but you ought to live this way. You ought to realize you were called. You ought to just consider yourself the luckiest person alive.
Amen.
Because God has had mercy on you and given you the gospel and saved your soul. You say, yeah, but I'm in pain. Yeah. But you were called to inherit a blessing. You can suffer a while. I know it's easy for me to say because I'm not in pain. But it's true nonetheless. Even if I'm telling you, it's still true. You're in pain and you can suffer a while and you can say, did you know that I was called to inherit a blessing?
Amen.
Somebody say, how you feeling today? You don't have to tell them how bad you feel. You could say, I was called to inherit a blessing.
Amen.
I have a good attitude. I have a good attitude. Why? Because God called me to inherit a blessing. And let me tell you something. It might not feel true, but it is true.
Yes.
It might not look true, but it is true. And if it is true, then it is true.
Amen.
And you ought to live like it.
Amen.
Sometimes, though, the blessing is visible. Because he says right here, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. And then he says that little word for, and he's going to give you some examples. For he that will love life. Did you know that when you get saved, you love life?
Yes, amen.
I know what it means to not love life. Now, I never was suicidal. I always loved my life. I liked my life. I wanted to be alive and I wanted to enjoy and I wanted to have my stuff, and that I was being, just like everybody else, fairly selfish with my life, and I loved my life. I enjoyed my life. I don't ever remember getting so depressed that I wanted to take my own life. But I didn't love life. I recognized how meaningless it was. That's what Solomon said, you know. He had so much riches and he had so many things, and he said, therefore, I hated life. Why? Because it was all vanity. It was a waste. Did you know that when you don't know Jesus Christ and you walk away from His guidance and you don't know His Word and you don't understand the promises, did you realize that it causes you to despise life? And that's why people are killing babies. They don't love life. That's why they're not fighting for... You know, did you realize that God gives this life meaning? Are you telling me that an atheist can't have a good life? That's what I'm telling you. An atheist can't have a good life because he cannot possibly know what life is about. He can't understand it. He has no knowledge. He thinks life has no meaning. He thinks we're just a bunch of accidental, you know, snails turned into people. Somehow it happened, you know, just we used to be jellyfish and now we're people, and there's no meaning for that. There's no reason for it. There was no design in it, and there's no purpose for it in the future. They can't possibly understand life and enjoy it like they should.
Amen.
But when you know Jesus Christ, He changes your mind about
Thank
some
you,
things.
Lord.
All of a sudden, it has meaning.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And more than meaning, it has purpose.
Amen.
And more than purpose, it has significance.
Yes.
Wow! I'm telling you, you were appointed to inherit a blessing. You were called for that. That was the purpose. And what it does is it changes your life little at a time. It's called the cure.
Yes, sir.
It's the cure for the misery. It's the cure for the disaster. It's the cure for the broken marriages. It's the cure for the abortions. It's the cure for homosexuality.
Amen.
Yeah, even that.
Amen.
It's the cure.
Amen.
Because God changes it all.
Amen.
Sometimes the blessing that He gives us is visible. Have you ever seen somebody who was so down and so broken and so destroyed, and he comes to church on a whim, and he gets saved,
Amen.
And his life changes,
Amen.
And all of a sudden he's happy,
born again.
And life starts solved, and maybe wife gets changed, and maybe wife gets saved, and wife gets changed. No, the wife gets saved also. Oh, man, and the marriage gets saved, and the children get changed, and everything changes. I'm telling you, what happens is the blessing of God comes in full view, and you can see it. His life is different. I talk to people who just don't like the gospel. Somehow they don't want it preached or whatever. And then I've asked them, I've had them ask me, Christians come to me and ask me, why do you preach like that? And I ask them, have you ever seen someone really get saved? And they told me, yes, I've seen that. Well, man, if you've seen that, then you know why we preach this way. Because that's where the blessing becomes visible. Sometimes people get completely transformed. People get changed. They used to be living aimlessly, almost with no reason at all. Couldn't even tell you why they're living or why they want to live. They don't even know what it's about. They have no idea what they're supposed to do with their life. They don't think it has any purpose, no meaning, except pleasure for oneself. That's the only thing they can get out of life. And then all of a sudden, God comes in and shows them that He created them. He made them for His purpose. He has a desire for them. He loves them. And He's given them a blessing in heaven. And He says, you're mine and I want you. And their life changes. I mean, it changes.
Amen.
All of a sudden, they're living right.
Right.
They're overcoming sin. They're going to church and praising the God that made them.
Amen.
And they love Him and they love His Word and their life has changed. And I'm telling you, that's when the blessing is visible.
Amen.
You see it even now. It happens even in our time, in our life. It's the cure for what ails you. I'm telling you, you get that demon-possessed guy out in the tombs, well, there was a cure for him.
Yes.
He was sitting there with Jesus in his right mind. Man, God will give you a right mind. Yes. He'll straighten some things. He'll straighten some of your thoughts out.
Yes, sir.
He'll make you start thinking straight. It's amazing. He says, you love life. He says, you see good days.
Amen.
Some people don't even realize that they're seeing good days.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But then you'll know. You'll say, hey, these are good days. Have you looked back at some times in your life and say, boy, those were good days.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, those are some good days.
Amen.
I'll tell you what. Yesterday was a good day.
Amen.
Did you see that beautiful sunshine? That was a good day. But you know, some people don't even realize it. They can't see it. It wasn't a good day for them. Some people yesterday, that wasn't a good day. There are some bad days, folks. Sometimes bad days come. And let me tell you something. When God gets a hold of your life and you get changed and you become one of these Jesus fanatics, you start saying, that's Jesus. He's the one. He's the Creator. He's the Messiah. He's the one that's coming. He's the King. He's the one we love. I'm telling you, when you start getting in love with Jesus, things happen and you start seeing good days.
Amen.
Wow. Yeah, sometimes it's visible. Says you refrain your tongue from evil. There's a solution. Refrain your tongue from evil. Stop with all the cursing.
Yes, sir.
Stop
Amen.
With all the filthy language.
Amen.
You don't need the F word at
Amen.
All.
Right.
I can live with the without the F word for the rest of my life.
Amen.
And it will not affect me. You could too.
Amen.
It'll solve some problems for you. You don't need all those words. You don't even need to know what they mean. You can just live in cleanliness and uprightness. And you can speak clean, good things. It can even from your lips come out no guile. I'm telling you, there's a cure in salvation. There's a cure when God calls you to inherit a blessing. Sometimes you can see the blessing. And it happens in your own life right now. You don't have to wait for heaven for it to happen. It happens right now. God changes the way you speak. He changes your voice. You begin to eschew evil. That is, even from the very depths of your heart, you begin to not like it.
Amen.
And you could use that, folks.
Yes, sir.
You start really not, you know, you don't like drunkenness anymore.
Yes.
All of a sudden, some jokes that used to be funny aren't funny anymore. Some movies aren't interesting anymore.
Right, amen.
You know, you don't want to see movies about demons. Amen. Not interested. Not fun. Why? Because something happens inside.
Yes, sir.
And you begin to skew evil.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, you avoid it. It turns your stomach a little bit.
Thank you
say,
you,
no,
Lord.
I don't want to go that way.
Thank you, Lord.
Certain friends aren't as fun as they used to be.
Amen.
And they stop liking you so much either. It says you seek peace. You used to seek a fight. You used to seek getting ahead. You wanted an advantage. You wanted something. But now you seek peace. You ensue it. You're after it. Wow. You see, because sometimes the blessing becomes visible and you can see it and it changes your life. And all of a sudden now you're seeking peace. I got something else. It says here that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. You all of a sudden start having guidance from above. You got somebody that tells you what you need to do and where you need to go. And he might even say, hey, you could be a missionary. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! God led me to be a missionary and it was the best thing. It was the best thing. You see, because it's a blessing that you can see. God begins to say, I want you to do this. And I want you to do that. And you think, wow, man, here's an opportunity for this job. And the Holy Spirit comes and says, no, that's not good. And you have to walk away and say, wow, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I like that guidance. I like to be told what I need to do. Boy, God, guide me some more. Give me some more leading. Why? Because it's a blessing that's visible.
Amen. Amen.
He actually does that, folks. This is the God of the universe that even in our day and among our people here actually guides and leads and opens doors and closes doors. And that's a huge blessing that's visible right now. You need that. You ought to ask for it. And you might as well ask for it, he says, because he's a God that answers prayer. He says, his ears are open unto their prayers. Well, that's a change. I mean, then God starts listening to your prayers. You can ask Him for what you need. You can ask Him for what you want. Did you know that God is open to your prayers? He didn't just say, ask for it. He says, I'm open. I'm open. I might change my mind about some things. You can actually change my mind. I know that's theologically suspect, but it says He's open. He's open. Hope Brian don't preach on me next week discerning these theologically suspect things, you know. All right. That's when the blessing is visible. It's secure. Guess what? The blessing is coming. And that's when it's a change. You are called to inherit a blessing. Did you know someday, after your body rots in the grave, that body is going to reconstitute? I don't know how it's going to happen, but God's going to put it back together.
Amen.
And He's going to transform it and change it. And it's going to be a complete transformation. And you're going to have a heavenly body.
Amen.
That cannot die.
Amen.
You're going to be like the angels.
Amen.
Whoa. You know, the Bible says that God has blessed us with spiritual blessings. Oh, no. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places. That's a hallelujah moment. Did you know Jesus led captivity captive? Did you know He took them all? He took them all. He took them all and they're now up in heaven. They used to be down. They used to be in the earth. But now they're up in heaven. He led captivity captive. It's called a change. It says you are not an earthly creature anymore. You're a heavenly creature. I know Jehovah's Witnesses think only the apostles and their successors are the heavenly creatures, and none of that's talking about us. But I got news for you. You read the New Testament, it's talking about us. Believe the New Testament and not the Watchtower and you'll get the clue. You'll figure it out, folks. This is talking about little folks like us.
Amen.
You were called to inherit a blessing.
Thank
and that
Lord.
Blessing is spiritual and it's up in heaven and it's forever.
Amen.
I'm telling you. You talk about victory over sin?
Yes. Yes, amen.
You just watch it drop away and melt away. No more sin.
Yes, amen.
I'm telling you, you might like it.
Yes, amen.
You might just realize just how good a thing that is. Amen. You get rid of the sin.
Amen.
You might not be able to discern all the time what is your sin nature and what is not. Because you're still kind of mixed up and confused. But someday, all that stuff is going to be resolved.
Amen.
And you're not going to be confused anymore.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, you're going to just drop that sin like the lead balloon that it is. And you're going to fly up into heaven and you're going to live with God forever, sinless.
Amen. Amen.
You think about what it means to no longer have any shame.
Amen. Amen.
Where you can talk to God without first apologizing.
Amen.
Yep. Wouldn't that be
can't
nice?
Wait. Amen.
I can't wait to be able to talk to God without first saying, I'm sorry,
yes,
Lord.
Sir. Yes, sir.
No shame. No fear. There's nothing to fear. Have you read the book of Revelation where he starts talking about what's happening up there? When he wipes away all the tears from their eyes, that sort of thing. You start reading what it says up there. I mean, how there's not going to be any more sorrow. There's not going to be any more pain.
Amen.
There's not going to be any more anguish. There's not going to be any more death. There's not going to be any more abominations. There's not going to be any more fear. I'm telling you, it's going to be when the blessings come and when they're here, and that's when the change happens, and you're going to be transformed, and you're going to have an eternal purpose with God forever.
Amen.
Now, I know it's dangerous to speculate, but I can't help myself. I start speculating what is gonna happen. You know, I don't believe I'm going to be sitting on a cloud playing a harp.
Right.
I'm going to leave that to the angels.
Amen.
I'm going to be doing something that is useful to God, and I'm going to be doing it forever.
That's right.
I'm going to be useful to God. You know, he said I was called to inherit a blessing. That's not just a visible blessing. I'm telling you, that's an understatement. That's an understatement, folks. Inherit a blessing, eternal life, a heavenly body, eternal fellowship with the very God of creation. You talk about an understatement. He says, I'm going to give you a blessing. Wow! Who would have guessed that was the blessing? That is a blessing. Man, I tell you, that's salvation. That's eternal life. That is unending usefulness to God. Talk about an understatement. Did you know that was your calling?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Now, I don't know if your mama always told you you were the most special person ever lived. Maybe you believed it. Maybe you still believe it. Maybe you walk around like a diva thinking that the world revolves around you. I don't know. But if you've ever made contact with reality and realized you're nobody special.
Yes, sir. That's right.
God could make a couple more hundred like you without even thinking.
Amen.
You're nothing special. And yet you were called to inherit a blessing.
Yes, sir.
There are people out there in this world who are actually more diligent than you, probably more sincere than you, probably more religious than you, probably live a better life than you, and who are going to be judged according to their works. But not you. You were called. You were called to inherit a blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
Folks, let me tell you something. This is way bigger than anything else you've ever contemplated. This is the salvation that God has offered His people. You start reading in the New Testament the kinds of things it talks about God giving to us as Christians. All the promises of God are in Him, yea and amen. All of them they're all good stuff. I mean, the heavenly places and the eternal blessings and the showing His eternal purpose to all the angels and all the creation, and everyone's going to know and they're going to see. You know what the Bible talks about us? Being like His bride. His bride, folks. It talks about fellowship with God. It talks about having the white robes of righteousness and talks about being with Him forever. And it talks about Him sitting down and eating with us and
Amen.
Supping with us. And it talks about all kinds of really good stuff.
Amen.
We were called to inherit a blessing.
Amen.
But if you're not saved, that's not your calling. You've got to give your life to Jesus Christ. You've got to say, Jesus is my Lord and I want what He has to offer. He's the only one who can give it to me and that's what I want.
Yes.
That's when you ask God to save your soul and forgive your sins and you say, I want what He has to offer in this book. And that faith makes you one of the called. It's that simple.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm done. But if there's somebody here who wants to know more, not sure, wants to be saved, wants to understand, I want you to know that I want to talk to you after this service is over.
Amen.
I want you to pull me aside, take my hand and say,
Amen.
Tell me, talk to me. I want to be saved. And if you're a Christian, folks, you need to get out of your pity party.
Amen.
And you need to start living like God says because you were called to inherit a blessing.
God is good. Amen.
Hey, don't be afraid of the tribulation.
Amen.
No fear. Don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid. I don't know what's going to happen to this country. Don't worry.
Amen.
You were called to inherit a blessing. I don't know what your personal problems are right now. And I know you got some tough ones. But you were called to inherit a blessing. It ought to change your life. Lord, I ask You to bless every single person in this room today. And if there's someone here that doesn't know You as Savior, that You'd save his soul. You'd change their lives. And God, I ask You to bless us and our plans today and what we do for You. I ask You in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Everybody.